Hey, welcome in. You're listening to a daily editorial on the Cornyn Economics Report. I'm Al Cornyn, and I appreciate you joining me. I have my friend Mickey Fulp on the line with me right now, and basically what we're doing is we are responding to a comment made by Mark, and if I'm not mistaken, also by Mark Allen, Mark, M-A-R-C. Got those tickets, by the way, to the San Diego game, the San Diego Husky game. Mark and Kathy and I are looking forward to that. Mark says, any comments on Brazilian Resources, B-R-I-Z-F?
It's Brazil.
Brazil Resources. I know, I'm giving the exact quote here.
I'm sorry.
Brazil Resources. Anyway, Mark, you mentioned that Rick and the Encompass Fund were heavily invested, etc. Well, as a matter of fact, I couldn't reach Marshall Barrel today, but Mickey Fulp is also heavily invested in it. He's a founding shareholder. Big Al is not invested in this company, number one, and number two, they are not a sponsor on our site. So, Mark, we're doing this because you asked the question. Mickey, what do you think about this company?
Well, let's clarify first. It's called Brazil Resources.
Right.
It's a BRI. Now, his confusion is understandable because there's also a company called Brazilian Resources, and there's another company called Brazilian Gold. So this is what I think is a great gold company. And as you're probably aware, I'm working on a piece right now that's going to beat up pretty good on the gold sector and not give a lot of hope for the near future in this sector, but Brazil Resources stands out. I would suggest that Mark go look at the chart. This company has the same management as another successful company called Uranium Energy Corp, and that's what first attracted me to it. They have put together a stellar management team, including some very important high net worth investors in Brazil and funds. They've got a great board, including former ambassadors, etc. So they are well positioned as a startup gold company in Brazil. They've made major acquisitions in early stage projects, sitting with a nice kitty in the bank, and looking for merger and acquisitions opportunities with advanced exploration and development properties right now, especially with the downturn in the junior gold sector.
Stock today traded as high as $1.40. That was off from about a month ago. It was trading up around $1.60. We don't make investment recommendations here, but you know, I would have to ask you the question. In your opinion, is it a buy at $1.40?
Well, I don't know if it's a buy at $1.40, but that's not my job to tell people when to buy and sell.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's a very well-run company. It meets my criteria of share structure, people, and projects. One thing that's very compelling about this stock, Al, is since it went on the board, which was 11 months ago, in mid-May,
mm-hmm.
or almost 12 months ago, it has never traded at less than a dollar, and that was on opening day. It spiked to $1.75 briefly, but January, so it had been listed, 7 months, and it had turned over its entire public float at an average price of $1.20. So that gives you a floor to the thing. And, you know, it's something, if I was buying it in a down market like right now, I would just put in a stink bid, and I probably gave you an idea where that stink bid might fall, and wait and try to accumulate this stock, because I think it's got nowhere to go but up.
Okay, one last question. Any interest you have in the company, can you disclose that for our listeners?
Oh, yes. I am an early shareholder via two private placements before it went public, and they also sponsor my website, so my opinions are strongly biased because I got skin in this game.
There you go, Mick. Thank you so much.